The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 19th of March. In your Squeeze today, a shooting in the Dutch city of Utrecht, plus continuing news from Christchurch. Mozambique and surrounding nations assess damage and loss of life from a recent cyclone. And fairness in our biscuit market. This is your Squeeze today. Starting today with a shooting in the Netherlands, Claire, it looks like three people have been killed by a gunman on board a tram.
Yeah, we're looking at the city of Utrecht in the Netherlands. As you say, three people shot dead, five people injured. Authorities there haven't ruled out terrorism. They've just arrested, just as we're talking, a 37-year-old man of Turkish nationality. The interesting thing to note is that Turkish state media have reported that it started with the man firing on a relative. We'll see where that lands today.
Yeah, that's just breaking, as you said, as we pull the podcast together. To Christchurch, and yesterday Jacinda Ardern announced the government gave in-principle support for changes to New Zealand's gun laws. Details of those changes are still to be advised. Brenton Tarrant has decided he will represent himself in court, and the government's also announced an inquiry into what actually happened in the lead-up to those events.
That will be a big one. They haven't quite decided on that official inquiry is going to happen and what form it'll take, but it's certainly going to look at the ins and outs, not just of all of their security agencies and how they operated in the lead up and on the day, but also how they missed, for want of a better word, Tarrant's movements, whether that was on the internet or physically travelling other countries and coming in and out of New Zealand and, you know, going to the gun club and talking to people and all sorts of things. So that'll be a big one.
Meanwhile, back here in Australia, New South Wales police have raided the homes of Tarrant's sister and mother, both on the New South Wales mid-north coast. There's also been a fair bit of talk about the rise of white supremacists.
Yeah, it was really the big feature of media coverage yesterday. Scott Morrison said that there's a growing culture of what he calls tribalism and a divisiveness in our political debate. And then there was a focus also on Fraser Anning and Pauline Hanson in One Nation. Anning came into the parliament as a member of One Nation. And Pauline Hanson was asked some pretty tough questions about her support for him. And there's been a lot said, and there'll be a lot more said by the looks of things in the coming days about our politics, about our society, about who we are and whether we're really on track to be an inclusive and diverse society.
Changing tack now completely, a cyclone has hit parts of southeastern Africa. Mozambique's president has warned the death toll could be upwards of 1,000 people.
There's been some reports out of that area, including Zimbabwe and Malawi, over the last couple of days about a cyclone and that a handful of people had probably died from that. But that death toll of upwards of 1,000 people is fairly alarming. Also looking at certainly more than 100 people in Zimbabwe and Malawi. Red Cross and other humanitarian organisations are there on the ground, but it looks like that's been a particularly devastating event.
Back here, Catherine Folbig was jailed for 25 years in 2003 for killing her four children, Caleb, Patrick, Sarah and Laura. They were aged between 19 days and 19 months at the time of their death. She's always maintained her innocence and says her children died of natural causes. She's now set to give evidence at a judicial inquiry into her convictions, Claire.
This has been a very high-profile case for quite a number of years, and just in the last 12 months or so, if you are a regular watcher of, you know, the ABC Australian story, you'd be on top of events there where supporters of hers have really pushed very hard for her case to be looked into again. And that inquiry kicked off yesterday, and there was a question mark about whether Catherine Folbig herself would give evidence, and yesterday it was confirmed that she would. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of eyes on that.
She's set to testify on the 17th and 18th of April. Let's look at our biscuit market now. The competition regulator has had a look at a possible mega merge with a final bid for Arnott's due this week.
And look, is there anything more important than our biscuit industry?
It's- well, Tim Tam's owned by Arnott's, so yes, it is incredibly important, this story.
Yeah, and if you've got a more savoury palate, of course, it's shapes that you're probably yes. concerned about. But yes, there's been a lot of focus. Arnott's, of course, is an iconic Australian company which was sold to Campbell Soups. That company is looking to sell it and also all of its overseas operations. And there's been a process for bids coming in that'll be announced by the end of the week. But the interesting thing is the competition regulator, given that Arnott's little conglomerate there commands about 60% of biscuit market in Australia. Anyone who buys it is going to be more than half of the market. So, yeah, lots of competition questions there. And, of course, for us consumers who just want good biscuits, anyone who comes and buys it and messes with Tim Tams or shapes or anything like that will be in big trouble.
What's your go-to in an assorted pack of Arnott's biscuits?
Look, I can't go past a Scotch Finger. I think Scotch Fingers are just
Scotch Finger.
A classic. But if I'm looking for a bit of a chocolate hit, it's hard to go past a Monty.
Oh, yeah. They're so good, aren't
they? Yeah, delicious.
And it looks like Lake Eyre, our largest lake when full, is set to flood, Claire.
It hasn't had that big fill of water since 1991. It's had certainly a fair bit of water through it, but of course what that does is turn that centre into an amazing array of bird life and wildflowers and, yeah, all sorts of things. It would be amazing to see. It's certainly on my bucket list at some point.
Maybe a gallery later in the week. We'll be in the, we can put that in the Squiz Today email.
I'm writing that on my list as we speak.
Good. What's the subject line today?
The subject line today comes from Greece. Grease lightning, go grease lightning.
Yeah.
We have, as our Squiz sayings this morning, the story of the Lewis Hamilton of pigeons. Armando is his name. He's a speed racing long distance pigeon and he's just sold at auction for 1.25 million euros.
Wow. That is an expensive pigeon.
That's a really expensive pigeon.
Okay, let's leave it at that. Thank you for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. As I've said, you can access our podcast via our website or by searching for the Squiz on your preferred podcast app, iTunes or Spotify. Have a great Tuesday and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.